Good morning.
I've been saying I don't like to start the service with a confession. I want to start it with a good morning. So I'm going off script and just saying, good morning. All right. We have two special things that we're doing today that we're excited about. One, we're welcoming Girl Scouts. We have a couple of them here. Several of them are traveling. And you will see them as they canter in just a little while and help usher and do the readings today. We're very delighted to have them. We also have Kelly Hansot, Handlog, sorry about that, who's the assistant program director of Bear Creek Camp. Annually, Bear Creek sends somebody over here to talk about their programming and to preach. And so this is our Sunday. So it's a dual Sunday of celebration. What could you do any better? Am I right? Just having those two things going on. And so we welcome you, and I ask you to stand as you're able for the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever. God of love and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Let us confess together and silently the prayers that we hold in our hearts. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have done, we have ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and give us, and lead us to the ways of your God. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and not made us alive together, and made us alive together in Christ. By the grace you have been saved, in the name of the Father, and Jesus Christ, we pray your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power and through the Holy Spirit, as Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Merciful God, the fountain of living water, you quench our thirst and wash away our sin. God gives us this water always. Bring us to drink from a well that flows with the heavy beauty and your truth. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives with and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Be seated.
The first reading is from the seventh chapter of Exodus. From the wilderness of the sand, the whole congregation of Israel journeyed by stages as the Lord commanded. They camped at but there was no water for the people to drink. The people called of Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses said, "Why do you call me? Why do you test the Lord?" But with the people's thirst, their water for the water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why do you bring us out to Egypt to kill our children and livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with these people? They're almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go ahead of the people. Take some of the elders of Israel with you. Take in your hands a staff, which you struck the Nile, and go. I will be standing in front of the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called out to Massive and Moses because of the Israelites' quarrel, and tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" The word of the God, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
To the rock of our salvation.
Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms.
For you are the great God and ruler above all gods.
heights of the hills are also yours.
The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
Let us shout for joy to the work of our salvation.
The people of God's pasture and sheep of God's hand. Oh, that today you would hear God's voice, hardened not by your heart, as mist and rain on the day the Messiah in the desert.
There your ancestors tested me. They'd put me to the test, so they had seen my works. 40 years I loathed that generation, saying, the heart of this people goes astray, they do not know my ways.
Indeed I swore in my anger that I shall never come to my rest. What a shame for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Amen. That was God clapping.
Good job.
The second reading is from the 5th chapter of Romans. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast our affections, knowing that affection produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we are still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely, therefore, since we have now been justified in his blood, we will be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if more surely have been reconciled, will we be saved by his life? But more than that, we even boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Be seated. I want to just, before this next part happens, just say I'm very jealous that Callie is here. The text that's about to be read, the gospel text, is one of my favorite texts ever. And I thought, wow, that's the Sunday that they were free. We like Bear Creek Camp. I'm all right. We have them come by and talk to us once a year. So we're hoping to get some of our kiddos there this summer. And then someone told me it was Girl Scout Sunday. And I thought, okay, we can talk about camping and Girl Scouting. Then I thought, but I'm not going to preach today, so I'm not going to talk about when I was a brownie and when I was a Girl Scout and when we flew over the bridge or whatever it was. I can't remember everything, but getting all kinds of awards and stuff. So I think the synchronicity is okay to be talking about God's world that everyone is available to be a part of. The Samaritan woman was told in a number of ways, because she was different, that might not happen for her, but it does. And so we thank our Scout group. If you are a Girl Scout or have been a Girl Scout in the past, will you stand up for a minute? All the Girl Scouts, look at this. Oh, that's fantastic. Yay. Anytime. That is a huge group. I learned a lot from my time in Girl Scouting, and they're going to help us a little bit with, they're going to do a little, we'll do some God sightings later in a little bit, and I think obviously that's going to be one of ours, to just have this celebration together. So I'm going to leave the next part to our fabulous guest. All right, just a minute. Yeah, just read the, go ahead. Just read the gospel and then on your way. Okay, sorry.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Just then his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you want?" or "Why are you speaking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, "Come and see a man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he?" Then they left the city and were on their way to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples to one another, "Surely no one has brought him something to eat." Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say 4 months more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I have ever done." And so when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. And I'd like to invite
the kids up, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want a chair? Are you good with the stairs, however? Hey. Got a bunch of boys today. Here they come. Cool. Ooh, you brought a friend. You did. Oh, wow. You want to sit up? Okay. Y'all, I wanted to introduce you to somebody. This is Callie. Can y'all say hi, Callie? Oh, come on. You sit a bit better than that, can't we?
Hi.
Callie. Yay. What do you want to talk about today?
Yeah. So, we're going to do, if you're okay, we're going to do a little activity. Sound good? Okay. So, we're going to say a couple different actions. And if you're comfortable, like, there are things like high fives or physical. You're going to turn to someone next to you. Sound good? Okay. So, high ten.
High ten, Henry.
Elbow.
Boom.
What about...
Boom. Fist bump down low.
An arm high five.
I never knew the arm high five. That's new. Henry always comes up with the cool stuff. Nobody went anywhere. She said, go. There's a green light.
The look you're giving me is perfect. I wish everybody could see it. Go where? Where do you think?
Yeah, where would you go?
To your house. Yeah.
Yeah. Where else would you go?
You go to the store.
Does anyone eat out after church?
McDonald's.
Yeah. Where else do you eat out? Huh?
The couch,
okay.
Where?
Honesty, always good. Where else? You go to church. Yep. You go to school. What's a Bible story that you learned lately? Teachers, what's the last story they learned?
What about...
Sorry, I put them on the spot.
To love
your neighbor. Have y'all heard that? To love your neighbor?
No. Go to
Yeah, and be nice and kind and share. That's a great one.
Have you ever heard of the shining light? Share your light. Yeah? Yeah? What about go and serve?
Do you know what go and serve means? You go somewhere and then what will you do?
Spread love, yeah.
That's an excellent one.
Spread kindness,
yeah. Spread hugs. You like Simba Cooper? You can go and love somebody. That's awesome. We got two loving in the back. That's sweet. Getting a hug. Hard question sometimes. Oh, cool.
And go,
because
sometimes grow is green. Like red light, green light.
Yeah.
But this way, you can color whatever color reminds you to go.
Everybody get one?
Go.
Go. That's how you help. Okay. There you go. Awesome. Ow, you okay? All right, hang on.
No.
Hey, Callie wants to pray?
Yeah.
All right, y'all circle up and let's do a prayer. All right? Standing up. Circle. Yeah, you can do a repeat after me. Come on, hold hands. Come on, hold hands. Yay. You hold my hand? Or at least let me hold your paper. Is that okay? Okay. Yeah. I'll hold it right here. Okay. All right. Everybody holding hands? Sort of. Okay. All right.
Dear God. Help us to go.
Help us to go.
And be lights.
And be lights.
And to love.
And to love.
And to walk humbly.
And to walk humbly.
And to be like Jesus.
And to be like Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, buddy. Over there. I believe it's the peace time when we gather to.
It's all good.
What's what I'm used to? I'm sorry. Sorry, Kelly.
No, you're good. Good morning. The woman at the well is a story I have heard quite a bit. And I feel like if you have been to church before, maybe you've heard it before, whether it's VBS or Sunday school or during the Lenten season. And growing up in the church, when we hear a story often, I feel like it seems that two things typically happen. On one hand, we turn on autopilot. So we're like, okay, women in the well, I got this. Okay, what are we going to do for dinner? Okay, this week I got to make sure I got to do this and I got to do this. Okay, and then this has got to happen. Okay, now we're moving on. The story's done. Okay, I'll pay attention again. Or, on the other hand, we might allow ourselves, and there is this piece of intentionality that we would need to do, but if we allow ourselves the space and the time, we can maybe feel something different, or maybe we see something different in the story, or maybe we connect to the story in a different way. And so the woman at the well is a story I have often turned on autopilot for. I will admit I'm guilty. And as a kid, when I heard this story, I would imagine an actual well, kind of like the one in the movie Snow White, where it's like a nice, pretty, like, you know, and I don't know, it's pretty. So I was like, oh, well, and I could understand that. I could grasp that. It was a tangible thing for me. And I would imagine that in the middle of a desert or like a grassland area with some shrubs or a barren, depending on where my mind took me. And I would imagine Jesus and the woman having the interaction and the conversation at the well. And I haven't really, and I didn't for a long time, think of this story differently. That was until I shifted my lens in which I was willing to see the story. This story, the woman at the well, is considered a historical narrative. Historical as in it happened, actual event, and not a parable, not a story or something we look to get other meaning from. And I am by no means a theologian, and I am no expert in interpreting the Bible, but something I like to do in my own faith journey and something that has helped me grow in my faith is to sometimes look at the historical narratives as parables and to see if looking at those allow me to either connect to the scripture in a more meaningful way or to see if I have a better understanding or if I'm able to then apply it more tangibly in my own life. And in this story of the woman at the well, I think there's a lot to be said about in what Jesus says in the interaction with the woman. I think oftentimes we focus on what Jesus says. We talk about the living water. We talk about the eternal life. We talk about this, and that's what we look to and we raise and we celebrate. But I think sometimes if we use the lens of a parable instead of a narrative, it's his actions that are important as well. It's not just what he's saying with his words, but it's saying by what he is doing and what he is living. And I think sometimes we need to pay a little bit more attention, or at least I know I need to pay a little bit more attention to the things that are not said than the things that are said. In this story of the woman at the well, to Jesus, there is no us and them. There is no Jew, there is no Samaritan. There is no you, there is no me. There is no woman, there is no male. There is just people. It did not matter to Jesus that culturally and societally in that time he should not be interacting with the woman at the well, that he should not be asking her for water, that he should not be interacting. But to Jesus, that interaction and him being at the well was, he was talking to another human, another beloved child of God. This story is an example of Jesus breaking barriers and challenging societal norms simply by having a conversation, which is sometimes easier said than done, even today. But his interaction started by saying, "Give me a drink of water." In another translation, it was a question. "Will you give me a glass of water? Will you share your water?" And so something so simple, we all need to drink at some point, we all need water, of that broke the ice. That was what allowed him the door to connect to the woman at the well. And in a way, although it's, "Hey, can I have something to drink?" it's something we can all relate to in our own lives. And what I think is also interesting and important in this story is that when Jesus was at the well with the woman, he did not ask her to change. Jesus wanted her to come as she was. She had her story. She had not one, but five husbands, and the one she was with was not currently, and she was an outcast, and she was there by herself when maybe she normally people would have gone together, but she was alone. And yet, even though Jesus knew her past, knew her story, knew who she was as she came to the well, it did not cause him to hesitate to welcome her and to be in community with her. I often find myself remembering what I was taught in Sunday school. Hey, shout out Sunday school. WWJD. What would Jesus do? I remember we would have like bracelets and we'd have signs and bookmarks and it was everywhere. And yes, that was more 2000s, 2010s, and we still hear it often, but it was a very big thing. But when I hear what would Jesus do, and I think of this story of the woman at the woman at the well, I am a bit curious of what that actually looks like. Because in 2026, we continue to face the same predicament that Jesus was in and situations Jesus was in this time. Situations where there was a us and a them. There is division between us today. Whether it's at school, whether it's in life. And yet, to do what Jesus did, to break barriers and challenge societal norms by welcoming us, those who are different than us, is much easier said than done. And that's one reason that I love being a part of the camping ministry. At camp, whether it's Girl Scout camp, Boy Scout camp, adventure guides, church camp, day camp, overnight camp, you name it, there is something magical and mysterious about camp where people who matter, no matter who you are or what journey of life, where you are in life, you just are, and you connect, and you can be together. There's this sense of community. There's this sense of whether you're a high schooler inviting an elementary camper along, whether it's, there was a rafting trip this last summer at Bear Creek Camp, and one of the campers fell out of their raft, and they were a middle schooler and or junior higher, and they were trying to catch up to the boat, but the senior high boat was like, no, we got you, come on board. Whether it's this or that, at camp we see people, older kids teach younger kids, but younger kids also teach older kids. Bear Creek Camp is one of many camp opportunities, and I've heard that many people have either been to Bear Creek or other camps. And Bear Creek, what's unique about Bear Creek is we do small group camping. And so what that looks like is instead of it's, there are times when we're all together and it's all of us at meals or all of us at chapel, but there are times when we're intentional with our groups and are able to create this community to get to know people on a deeper level. And you're still able to do the fun and the adventurous and the zip line and the this and the s'mores and the archery and the swimming and the kayaking, and you're able to be able to dig a little deeper and understand your faith and understand each other. The other part of the narrative that I believe shifts my understanding when using the lens of a parable is the well. The well is described as being deep, and whoever drinks the water will be thirsty again. And as much as I imagine a well like the one in Snow White, and Jesus sitting on the edge, talking to the woman, I found myself wondering if the well was not an actual, literal, physical well. If the well was a representation of the things we turn to and the things we hope and want to fill our cups and our lives that are not our faith. Wondering if the well is social media and the scrolling we find we do, or the watching this news or that news, or seeing what's happening on for the Oscars or the Grammys or this or that or whatever it may be happening, and the same story being told by different people, and then it's like, well, what do you believe? What do I believe? What story is true? And then you're like my sister, like we see the same thing, but then do we, same story, but do we see it differently? It's so easy to be consumed by the well of social media that we will always crave and always be thirsty for. Wondering if the well is our busy schedules. Busy schedules of filling our calendars with just enough things for ourselves that will fill our cups, but also for our families and for work, and also making sure we volunteer, but also we do this, but if we do too much, then we get burnt out, but if we don't do enough, then it's like, are you actually living? And then it's like, well, what do I fill my schedules with? And then this gets put on the back burner, and then it's like, oh, well, at the time you know it, it's like, oh, what did I do with, where'd time go? The well of time and the well of filling our schedules. Wondering if the well is looking to others and needing comfort in how they and the world perceive us. Watching what we say and what we do and how we say it and who we say it to, and being so cautious of perception and how we're perceived versus being living authentically and living into the light, living into our light like we are called to be. Wondering if the well is a symbol for all the things in life that we keep returning to, hoping that this time things will be just a little bit different and that maybe it'll all be better. Wondering if the well is a symbol for all the things temporary that we treat as permanent. And sometimes we're able to step away from the well, and sometimes that's what we need for renewal, is we're able to step away, whether it is camp and it's going into the wilderness where cell service does not exist and you can hear the creek flowing and the birds chirping, and maybe the sky is clear, maybe it's raining, but maybe it's clear, being able to just be present in the outdoors. And maybe in sometimes we're not able to step away from the well. At the same time, in all of this wonder of if the well is something more or if it's a literal well, but if it is something more, what doesn't change is that Jesus met the woman at the well. Jesus came to her. While she was doing something that was routine, comfortable, at a place she kept returning to, it was her normal. And Jesus did not shame her. Jesus did not scold her or condemn her. He wasn't like, why are you coming to the well again? Jesus asked questions. Can I have a drink? And then he opened this door of conversation and offered the idea there is something more than the well. Despite this being a historical narrative, we can see that Jesus welcomes people as they are, where they are. And as we leave this place and space, I hope that we remember that Jesus meets us at the well. In the ordinary, in the routine, in the places we keep returning to, in our everyday, in our normal. And I hope that we remember that we do not have to have it all together. We aren't asked to change, we aren't asked to become someone we're not, because we are welcomed. Jesus welcomes us just as we are. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Please rise as you're able.
Confess our faith in the tradition that goes back to our ancestors by reciting together the Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Christ, the Son, who was conceived by born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of sins, forgiveness of sin, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. O God, when suffering arises, preserve your church. Give to pastors, deacons, bishops, and all who serve your gospel the endurance, the produces that produces. I'm sorry, folks, having a rough day with new glasses. The endurance that produces character and the hope that will never disappoint. Hear us, O God. When the waters run dry, sustain this earth. Send water to places languishing with drought and bring relief to places damaged by floods. Hear us, O God. When quarrels arise and are all around us, soften our hearts. God, quell the hostilities between nations and the peoples and reconcile all humans across the lines of race, class, nationality, moral conviction, religion, and all else that divides divides us or oppresses. Hear us, O God. When your people thirst, sanctify their needs. Send water and food to all who need nourishment. Grant welcome to all who have no care, who are excluded. Show your mercy in any way of handing healing, especially Dolores, Ava, Francis, Kathy, Liberato, Ed, Nancy, Amy, Bobby, Nancy, Jessica, and Mary. Heal us, O God. If you have other intercessions, please say them at this time. When we gather to worship, send us your Son. Renew our faith through the joyful noise that makes us and teaches the truth of your gospel. We also thank you for the musicians who are in our midst, who leave us with warmth in our heart and through the joyful noise they make. And by the work of our Director of Music Ministries, Mr. Andrew, and Adult Choir, Rebel Choir, and Faith Formation Singers. Hear them, O God. Hear the intercessions that may be offered. I pray for all people around the world who are being impacted by war. God, when death draws near and rejoice is in the past, but in the promise of our life with you, we monitor all who have illness, who have mixed eternal issues, and who have extended to the final life. We now pray for them and for you and for all who hope of sharing the year together. Hear us, O God. Rejoice our prayers and receive them, O God, through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and strength forever. Now may you offer peace to one another. The peace be with you. Please share the peace. I can see the words there, but I can't read them. I don't understand what the words are. I thought putting a piece of paper would help me, but I think I made it worse. I put a piece of paper under each line. Do you understand? While I finish this, yeah. Then you go back and sit after. I'll stay up here and I'll do it. I dropped the folder up. I can't get into it.
Guess who has the mic?
Hey, okay, people.
For my first joke, I would like. No. Are there any God sightings that we would like to share? All right, Kevin.
So on Friday of this week, Mr. Andrew and I got to see several talented people, not just in our community, but very broadly, and we actually had three different sects of Christianity represented in this building. The reverence that comes over people when they enter this space, regardless of their background, is something astounding to witness. And that is pure God, in my opinion.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yes, Donna.
I've seen a lot of God sightings this week. Seriously. Number one, you know I'm involved with the community meal. We have had a lot of people start to step up to the plate to help us. And believe me, we need that help. We had, with unloading our truck this week, we had Boy Scouts. We've had Girl Scouts this week. We've had people from the community step up. And, you know, other members of our church now are stepping up more. And I'm going to tell you, it was wonderful. We had 58 to 60 people on Thursday night. Yeah, because people kept coming. So, you know, we kind of lost count at one point. And it was miraculous. And we made it a personal point to go around and try and make everybody feel welcome, you know, like, hi, we're so glad you're here. And, you know, to me, that's doing God's work. That's doing God's work. We're bringing people here for fellowship, you know? And I think people are starting to get to the point they're feeling really comfortable here. And I think that's says a lot for St. Mark's.
Yeah. I'm pretty comfortable here. And they served meals the past two Sundays. And now today, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to get my dinner, but I think I'm on my own tonight. There's bread, yes, bread sandwiches. Here we go, Riley.
My God sighting is just this church.
Yes.
And everyone who works with it, mm-hmm. Everyone who cooks our meals, everyone in the council, everyone who leads faith formation, everyone just puts so much effort into it, and that just makes it works so seamlessly and makes it just feel like a very nice place.
Mm-hmm. Everyone who cantors the Psalms.
My God sighting has been a month long. I was away And just driving from Pennsylvania to Florida and back, and all the different things that you see along the way that are just like beautiful things. You know, whether it's the Gulf or palm trees or
snow,
which we had almost all the way to Florida. God all put it all there for us. You know, the people, the things we see, and I don't know, it was just hard to grasp it all. But that was a God month.
Beautiful. Glad you're back. Anyone else? Yes, Steph. Okay. Double dipper, go.
Thank you for the Girl Scouts and all their work in this Sunday's service. There is also a little reception afterwards, and I believe Callie will be in the McCartney room also to talk to you if you have any questions about Bear Creek. Please don't be afraid to ask. That's what we're here for.
Thank you.
So my God sighting is, we had so many, and Mrs. Kobe hit on some of those from Thursday, but I wanted to make sure everybody knows every single Sunday, Mr. Kobe and Mrs. Kobe meet me at Panera, and we load up all the boxes of the bread that's left over at Panera on Saturday night. We get it on Sundays. So Mr. and Mrs. Kobe last week took all the extra bread that was remaining, and they took it to the senior bingo, and they handed out the bread. And when I mean handed out the bread, all of it. There were like 100 loaves of bread, and they handed it out to seniors. So it's not just our community meal that's like feeding people, like we're the church that takes care of people.
Thank you. Yep. Getting my steps in. Thank you. Because I've been eating lots of Easter eggs this week.
Mine's just more of an announcement. We do have faith formation next Sunday. I know it's wrong in the bulletin, but also we're putting together birthday boxes on the 22nd of March. So if you signed up to bring anything, the kids are going to put them together during faith formation on the 22nd, so just have them in by that morning, and we will put them all together. And the kids are also decorating bags for the pantry downstairs for like grocery shopping. So they are getting very involved.
Are they having, do they have faith formation today? Mm-hmm. They do. Okay. So right after communion.
Yes.
So you may have seen in Pastor's Weekly email that Pastor Mary had her surgery this week. And it went very well from everything that I have heard. She was talking with PK on Friday when I came to print out the bulletin, and she's in great spirits. She's up and moving around. At the time, had minimal pain. I don't know if that's updated, but they're really seeing a good, you know, projection of her recovery and being able to return. So we're very thankful that God has blessed her with, you know, a positive surgery and outcome. One thing that she said, we were just checking in with her, and she had mentioned to PK that DoorDash is really helpful for her, not having to go out and get meals. So in the email, is my Venmo or taking cash today, and I'm going to put together kind of a collection so that we can send her a DoorDash gift card, whether it's groceries, a meal that she just needs for lunch, breakfast, whatever that may be. So I'll be around today if you want to do that, or anytime this week, but I am going to probably send it over to her tomorrow just so she has it as she's still recovering. So just keep that in mind.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That's a great thing. People did that for me after my surgery on my arm. Oh, God, it was good just to get to
I'm grateful to go to Thursday meal, and I met someone who knew about senior bingo. And so I invited my mama, and she loves bingo, and we had a really nice time. Mrs. Covey and other folks from the church and from the community They invited us to sit with them, and it was wild. It was 4 hours of bingo. I had a nice time. My grandma had a nice time, and we really appreciate the welcome. So thank you.
I heard it's a little bit of a wild ride. That's why I haven't been over there yet. I don't want my reputation ruined too quickly in town.
Joe.
So on Sunday, the 29th of March, the Messiah 2.0 will be here. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you, if you miss it, I'm going to find you. It's basically the Messiah, but with a lot of modern instruments and a lot of good time. So a number of folks are going to step up and sing with us this year. There's a rather large choir from around the area that's here, several musicians. It's an experience that's worth being involved in and seeing. Remember, I know where you live.
And there are two different flyers in the back that you can take, and there are business cards that you can take. Take as many as you want. We can get more. We can make more. Pass them out to your friends if you're excited about it. Pass them out to your enemies if you're not excited about it. And last Sunday night, there was a rehearsal in here, and PK texted me, about 8:30? Do you know there's someone playing drums in the sanctuary? I said, yes, I do. Get ready for Messiah 2.0.
3 o'clock, Sunday, March 29th.
With food to follow.
That is normally when I nap, so I will be here.
So I just have an announcement as well. Many of you know that I started an organization. It's called Conshohocken Theater in the Parks. We do two shows a year. We have a children's show, which is The Lion King, and then our adult show is The Prince of Egypt, or The Moses Story, which is very prevalent to everyone in this room. We need a lot of people, especially for The Prince of Egypt. So even if you're not an actor and just want to get involved in something, we need guys specifically. So that's highly, highly appreciated. And the other thing is that we're marching in the St. Patrick's Parade next weekend. We'd love for anybody who wants to accompany us. If you don't feel like marching, we're having a brunch before at the Willow Bed and Breakfast, quite literally 2 blocks away. That's at 11. You are all welcome. And you're, invited to partake in some good food with us. No, free of charge, open to whomever wants to come.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, St. Patrick's Day is in our announcements. We're going to do a table with water and pretzels and stuff like that. So if you're able to check that out, go onto the website and or onto the link and add your name to either be there to help, set up, or end, or be there greeting people and giving them beverages when it's... We don't know what the temperature is going to be next week, but whatever it is, they'll need a glass of water. All right, we come to that time in our offering. I just want to remind you that every time we give, we are giving a part of our heart and our souls, our mind and our body. We also give because the church does so many different ministries. Like we have Boy Scouts who come here. We have AA groups that come here. We have all kinds of outside organizations who help us. With rent and other things, donate time. And I think it's one of those things where there's so much going on, we really need to, one, get along with all that other stuff, get going, but also help support it. And so you can give in a number of couple of ways. The QR code, you can give by Tithely on our internet donation site, or you can give cash or checks here in the church. Thank you for your help in everything you choose to do to lift up this church. Oops. Sorry. Thank you. That was wonderful. Please rise for the offertory, the offer canticle. Let us pray the offering prayer. God, our provider, you have not fed us with bread alone, but with words of grace and life. Bless us and these your gifts, which we received from your bounty through Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night when Jesus was betrayed, let's It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, you call your people to cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that renewed in the gift of baptism, we may come to the fullness of your grace. And so with all the choirs of angels and the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name and join there in ending, unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my bread and in my blood. This has been shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us
daily bread. Forgive us trespasses. Trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. All are invited to communion. We invite our faith formation kids, their parents, and their teachers to come forward. The ushers will direct you. You received the bread from me. There is gluten-free bread available. Please ask if you need that. And just alert us. Wine is in the pouring chalice, and non-alcoholic grape apple juice is there. Come, the table is ready. loves you. Lord Jesus, the Christ says, I love you. Body of Christ given. Body of Christ given for you. As God says, I love you. The body of Christ given for 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 you. This God loves you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Do you want more? Do you want more? Oh, you got some? Okay. There you go, sweet. She actually took it this time. Thank you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given. This God loves you. The body of Christ given out of God's love. The body of God broken and given for you. This God loves you. Yes. If you wouldn't mind taking it out with my hands, the body of Christ given for you. 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 The body of Christ given to you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Jesus. I'm not going to recover. I'm not going to recover. I'm not going to put the cover back on the album. It's too visible. Stand as you're able, please. Let us pray. Compassionate God, you have fed us with the bread of heaven. Sustain us in our Lenten pilgrimage. May our fasting be hunger for justice and alms, a making of peace and our prayer, the song of grateful hearts, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. Make the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy, and the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Just want to draw a couple of announcements real quick, which evidently I skipped earlier, but just a few things. Just to make sure that you guys know about the faith formation activities. You heard some of them, let's keep in there. The 109th Easter egg season is going on. I know I've ordered my eggs. I haven't got them yet, but I trust the system. But that'll be great. Just make sure you sign up where you can help St. Patrick's Day with some of the other donations that you can do apart. And I'm just a little off. I've started some new medicine and got new glasses at the same time, and it's just knocked me a little off kilter. So I apologize for not being as sharp as I can and probably should be. But next week is another week, right? Another day. I'll get used to them. Anyway, go in peace. You want to take her into the other